I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Most pilots are trained to avoid extreme weather. But when a hurricane forms over the ocean, an elite crew of pilots, engineers, and meteorologists from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration flies right into the heart of the storm.
So what will probably seem like the bumpiest commercial flight you've ever been on, for us, maybe just a normal day at the office.
John Zoislak is flight director at NOAA's Aircraft Operations Center, which leads the Hurricane Hunters. Starting several days before a hurricane makes landfall, the team runs carefully planned missions into the storm. They fly on rugged turboprop aircraft equipped with Doppler radar systems and other instruments that measure wind speed, humidity, air pressure, and more.
We're in the actual storm, the turbulence, the rainfall, the heavy winds and rain, to really get those really, really high-resolution measurements that we need to understand the storm.
The information they gather is then used to improve forecasts and identify vulnerable communities, so emergency managers can help the public prepare.
We fly for the public. We fly to save lives. We fly to protect property.
So as climate change causes more extreme weather, the hurricane hunters are collecting important data that can help keep people safe. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Hello, and welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you two full hours of phenomenal, fabulous, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. Consider this your two-hour mixtape where we celebrate and amplify voices that need to be heard. Coming up in the first hour, I've got new music on the way from Margot Price, as well as new music from The Beths, classic country from Tammy Wynette on the way, music coming up from Valerie June, Coco Taylor. We are going to kick off the entire 2 hours, though, with an originator, a trailblazer, a pioneer. When your initials are R&B, that alone says you have blazed a trail for the entire genre. Going back over 70 years, we are kicking things off with R&B legend Ruth Brown right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Mama, he treats your daughter mean. Mama,
think they run and hustle. Got that claw, they crawl, they ruffle. On that make it till you make it, you know they cannot break it. And every day, got you looking at me sideways.
Oh, I've been on the floor looking for said, gonna find a boy who can.
From an album that turns 30 years old this year, reaching back to 1995, it is the bluesy folk pop musician Joan Osborne. She released her breakout debut album, Relish, in 1995. And since then, in those 30 years, she has definitely been a critic's favorite and a cult favorite for the blues rock that she makes. Before Joan Osborne, we heard brand new music from Valerie June, Memphis Americana singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist Valerie June. She returned earlier this spring with her fifth album, Owls, Omens, and Oracles. The new album is a full circle moment, revisiting her indie roots while still pushing forward. Valerie June centers on a joyful and spiritual outlook, celebrating growth and resistance. It's an album that is meant to inspire, heal, and unite people. It is definitely on my list of favorite albums released this year so far. Kicking off the entire 2 hours, we started the full mixtape with an R&B legend, truly a trailblazer of the R&B sound. Her initials are R&B, Ruth Brown. We went back to 1953 with her song, Mama, He Treats Your Daughter Mean, and it was released as a single in January of 1953, over 70 years ago. Now, time for something thoroughly more modern, something of this decade. It is a band that is home-based both in Montreal and Winnipeg. It is a band that was a beginning start for the artist we now know as Begonia. I am talking about folk rock band Chic Gamine right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Oh,
When the patriarchy's got you down and you just want to sing, scream, shout the blues, well then you've tuned to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock. Chicago's powerhouse queen of the blues, Coco Taylor right there. An artist that has not been featured here on Girly So Groovy for a hot minute and thought it's time to get that voice back on the airwaves. We heard the song Voodoo Woman. That reaches back to 1975 from Coco Taylor. In the middle, can we talk about In the Middle? When we talk about albums that have come out so far that I'm just loving, this particular album, In the Middle, is one of those. Southern Avenue, a band that uses vintage blues and soul as their musical foundation. Southern Avenue is a band that brews up a sound inspired by their home base of Memphis, Tennessee. Their fourth album is called Family. The album is just a soaring, gritty, uplifting album celebrating love, struggle, determination, and, of course, aptly titled Family. The album came out in the spring. I cannot stop featuring it here on Girly So Groovy, and I will continue to do so. We are not a one and done with a single, the hot single off an album. We are a slow simmer. And if there is an album that I think is worth sharing with you, I definitely do that here on the program. Before Southern Avenue, we heard the band Sheikh Gamin with their song All Night. That is the opening song to the band's 2015 album, Light a Match. Lots more music to get to coming up in the next half hour. I've got music on the way from Nicolette and the Nobodies, new music from the Beths, some 90s classic alternative rock from Plumtree coming up as well. But before we get to any more music, just let me remind you, when I talk about bands or musicians that just aren't getting enough Girly So Groovy radio love, I want you to be part of that conversation. The best way you can let me know who you think should be featured on the show is through our social media channels. We're on Facebook at Girly So Groovy, girly and groovy ending with an I